Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hello again, and welcome back to Crime Fighters Silent Cries. Last time, James, Mr. Yaji's son, beat his wife Bibi so hard that she was badly injured and later died in hospital. Police Inspector Amsa has been asked to give an interview to a local radio station on the subject of domestic violence. Let's find out what she has to say in this episode entitled, Enough is Enough.
Relax, Amsa. It's just a short interview.
No problem.
The studio light will turn red. That means we're live. Here we go. Welcome, everybody, to Straight Talk, our daily interview program. In Lambu Village, a man has been accused of killing his wife by beating her after what he describes as a misunderstanding. The event has sparked outrage, and several groups have spoken out to complain that domestic violence has become an epidemic. With me in studio is Miss Amsa Jetau, who is a police inspector in Lambu Village. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
And I am Deji, your regular host on Straight Talk. Inspector Amsa, the death of this woman has sparked a wave of public outrage and a national discussion about domestic violence. How big is this problem in our society?
Very big, I'm afraid. It's just rare for people to talk about it openly.
Why is that?
Well, I think the main problem is that people find it embarrassing. If they have a problem with their partner, they prefer to deal with it at home rather than seek help.
Okay, Amsa, we've just received a message from one of our listeners. It says, often when people talk about domestic violence, they talk about men beating women. Doesn't it also happen the other way around, with women mistreating men, even if they don't beat them? What do you say to this, Amsa?
There are women who are aggressive towards their husbands, but it is much more common the other way around. It is true, though, that domestic violence is not just men beating women. It includes all forms of physical and psychological abuse, like parents beating or intimidating their children, for example.
So what do you recommend that women and children, or men for that matter, should do if they experience abuse?
First, people need to learn to talk about it. But there also has to be political change in our country. We need laws against domestic violence. And then there's a lot we can all do. We need to bring up our children properly. Let them know the importance of being respectful to each other and of the need to resolve things amicably, without any form of violence.
Inspector Amsa, thank you for joining us today. One more thing. I understand that there's a rally going on in Lambu Village right now.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what exactly it's about?
Yes. It's a march to the House of Assembly in the city. Women want to call attention to the draft bill on domestic violence and get it signed into law.
Okay, folks, that's all from today's edition of Straight Talk. We'll also be bringing you full coverage of that rally here on the station. So, stay tuned.
Hey, we are heading in the same direction, right? Are you joining the rally?
Yes, I am.
From what I can see, you may be the only man there.
Yes, probably. I'm Bahati, by the way.
Ah, the law student who helps Inspector Amsa from time to time.
Right.
I'm Rama too. I'm writing an essay about women's issues for my university class. I'm hoping I can use this rally in my conclusion.
Oh, that's very interesting. I'd like to read it when you've finished.
We'll see. Do you know the woman leading the procession?
Not personally, but Amsa told me about her.
Ah.
Her name is Samira. She left her husband a while ago.
Enough is enough! Enough is enough!
My fellow women of Lambu, enough is enough!
Yes.
Can I hear you say it again?
Yeah.
Enough is
enough!
A woman living here among us has died for no reason at all.
Yes.
She died a victim of her own husband.
Yes.
And because she didn't confide in anyone before her death.
Yes.
I am so proud of the women of Lambu.
Yes.
And of the few men who have come to join us.
Yes.
We didn't expect so many. But as the saying goes, united we stand, divided we fall.
Yeah. United we stand, divided we fall.
Today will be a turning point in the life of this village. Yeah. Because we are going to bring out change.
Yeah. Yes.
We shall march to the city to table our plea in the House of Assembly.
Yes.
And let them know where we stand.
Mm. Yes.
We want legislation that protects women from domestic violence.
Yes.
And we are calling for punishment for the perpetrators of abuse.
Yes.
The kind that will scare the living daylights out of
That's
them.
Right. Yes.
And mean they will think twice before they ever raise their hands against us again.
Yes. Yes.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Hamza, you're back from the radio station. How did it go?
I was grilled, Inspector Bruce. That's all I can say.
No, don't worry. I listened to it here and you did well, even though you were a bit nervous at the beginning.
Yes, I was. So, where are we in the investigation?
I went back to Utban Village to confirm where Queen was on the night of Mr. Yaji's murder.
Ah, good move. Her parents told us she was at home the whole time with a fever. Are there any more witnesses?
A nurse who's a friend of the family was called to the house that night to check on her. She gave her an injection.
So Queen couldn't have killed Mr. Yaji?
No, even though she had a valid motive. I've already told her parents that she's no longer a suspect.
And what about her baby?
Their father seems to regret sending Queen away after she fell pregnant. He's willing to let her and the baby stay at home. That is, if the authorities decide that she can have her little boy back. But it's looking good.
Ah, excellent.
So, I suggest we continue the questioning of James Yaji. He's waiting in the interrogation room.
Okay. Let's go in.
Hello, James.
Hello.
Hello, officers.
James, your wife's injuries show that she was severely beaten before she died. Did you do that?
I really regret what happened. I would do anything to bring her back. I just don't know what got into me.
What a pity, James. It seems you are the exact opposite of your father.
What do you know about my father? Everyone thinks he's a saint. They're always praising him to the skies. But let me tell you something. He lived a double life. He even had a teenage mistress and a baby he wasn't willing to accept.
How did you find out about that?
News travels fast, especially in police cells.
I've asked you this before, but you haven't answered me yet. Where were you the night your father was murdered?
I was out with some friends.
With whom? Can anyone confirm that? I see.
How would you describe your relationship with your father? Were the two of you close?
Close? Close? No, we weren't close. He never liked me. He was always picking on me, beating me for every little thing, for anything that ever went wrong in the house. Would you call that being close?
Did you kill him?
No.
How long have you known about Queen and the baby?
I told you I only just found out.
James, let me paint the scenario for you. You found out when your father was still alive. You were sick of his double life, as you call it. So you confronted him and killed him.
No, I said no.
As of now, James Yaji, you stand accused of 2 counts of unlawful killing of your wife and of your father.
James is in big trouble. From the look of things, he might end up spending the rest of his life in prison. Meanwhile, the women of the village have decided that enough is enough. Will the House of Assembly take their demand seriously? All this and much more coming up in the next episode. Be sure to visit our website dw.com/crimefighters or get in touch with us via Facebook. Bye-bye.